Nonverbal communication in negotiation. Communication plays an important role in negotiation. Participants communicate information, not only verbally, but nonverbally, through body language and gestures. By understanding how nonverbal communication works, a negotiator is able to understand the information the other participants are giving out nonverbally. At the same time, the negotiator keeps things secret that would limit his or her ability to negotiate. Take nonverbal anchoring as an example. In a negotiation, a person can gain the advantage by verbally expressing his or her position first. He or she also can anchor and gain advantage with nonverbal cues like the following. First, personal space. The person at the head of the table is the obvious symbol of power. Negotiators may be unhappy with this strategic advantage. Second, first impression. Begin the negotiation with positive gestures and enthusiasm. Look the person in the eye with honesty and respect. If you cannot maintain eye contact, the other person might think you are hiding something or you are dishonest. Another example is reading nonverbal communication. Being able to read the nonverbal communication of another person can be a great asset in the communication process. By being aware of different signs and expressions that a person gives verbally and nonverbally, a negotiator can adjust his or her approach and the negotiation can go smoothly. If possible, it may be helpful for negotiation partners to spend time together in a comfortable atmosphere outside of the negotiation room. Being familiar with another person helps you to sense the differences between verbal and nonverbal communication within the negotiation atmosphere.